allowed for us all. Verse 38. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Teacher, we want to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And indeed, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And indeed, a greater than Solomon is here. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest and finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brother stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, Who is my brother, mother, and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, Here are my mother and my brothers, and whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Today's passage describes to us distractions from God's kingdom. We look at the book of Matthew chapter 12, looking from verse 38 to 50. We see here that there were a group of Pharisees who had made up their minds not to believe whatever they saw or heard. They were giving the excuse that they needed more evidence. Think to yourselves, does this apply to any of us here? The Pharisees were asking for another miraculous sign, but in their hearts, they were not sincere. We have seen in verse 16 and 22 that there were already many incidences of Christ performing miracles and acts of healing. But to these hardened hearts, it was still insufficient. Luke chapter 11 verse 16 elaborates a little bit on this incident, and it tells us that they were asking for a sign from heaven. What do they mean by that? After witnessing Jesus Christ heal the blind and mute, they were still not satisfied. They obviously wanted something sensational that would appeal to man's carnal curiosity. Again, isn't this what we see today? People asking for signs, wonders, and miracles before they are willing to listen to what the gospel has to say. Jesus Christ has always rejected that. In Matthew chapter 4, we learn that when the devil tries to tempt Christ and asks Christ to throw himself off the pinnacle, Christ denies him. He refused to perform wonders for his enemies, like that of Herod or the Pharisees. Signs were granted to those who desired them to confirm their faith, but denied to those who demanded them to excuse their unbelief. And we look at the Lord's answer. The Lord's answer actually exposed the true problem. What was this problem? It was that their hearts were not right with God. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And who can know it? You see Christ's description of the people there at that time? An evil and adulterous generation. Does this not describe us? Are we not evil, seeking our own desires? Are we not adulterous? Adultery here, referring not merely to the moral use of this word, but to our unfaithfulness and rejection towards God. Do we have among us here those who treat God's goodness and blessings upon us all these years as nothing, and we still demand more? Take note that unbelief is not dispelled by signs, wonders, or miracles, but it is the truth that dispels unbelief by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord directs us to Jonah, and we know Jonah's story, the prophet Jonah who tried to run away from God's calling to preach. What happened to him? He ended up 3 days and three nights in the belly of a huge fish. And when he got out, he still had to go to preach. He went to Nineveh and preached God's message. The entire city repented, and revival took place. We see then the queen from the south. The queen of Sheba from the south was a Gentile who had heard of Solomon's wisdom. She traveled many miles, long distances, to listen to Solomon and to look at his kingdom. Christ was saying, now he was before them, a prophet greater than Jonah, prophesied 700 years ago by Isaiah, who said a child would be born, and his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Of whom John had said, this is he of whom I said, he who comes after me is preferred before me. And this was he whom John said as well. Behold the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Christ is greater than Jonah. Christ is also greater than Solomon. Solomon was rich, but Christ is the creator of all riches. Solomon was wise, but Jesus Christ is wisdom personified. Solomon offered 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep for the dedication of the temple he built. But Jesus Christ offered his own blood for the sins of his people. These religious leaders ignored the truth, even though it was staring them in the face. Does this not also apply to many of us here? We know the truth. We have tasted of God's goodness, but yet our hearts are hardened and we are blind. What causes this spiritual blindness? Verses 43 to 45 describes the state of many of us here. Unbelief is a spiritual problem that cannot be overcome without God's grace. A parable of the unclean spirit going out is applicable to those of us here who hear the word of God and are reformed in part. We try to get rid of sin in our lives. But are we truly converted? Does this speak to any one of us here? This is what happens next. Outward reformation takes place, just like the Pharisee. We are outwardly holy. We come to church. We sing hymns. We even pray. Just like the house that was swept clean and put in order. However, there is no true love for God. It is much like the Israelites recorded in the book of Ezra. They rid themselves of idolatry, but actually failed to replace it with the love of God and obedience to Him. That in itself proves useless. And when that happens, the heart becomes residence to even more unclean spirits, each worse than the other. Beware, my friends, that we begin to take things for granted. We have outwardly an appearance of being a Christian. Our friends look at us and say, yeah, that's a Christian. Why? He goes to church. He goes to Bible study. He goes for Christmas services. But be very careful, for the Lord knows our hearts. And if our hearts are empty, beware that even more unclean spirits will dwell in it. Someone distracted the multitudes, we see, and said, your mother and brothers are waiting to speak to you. John chapter 7 verse 5 tells us that at that point, none of his brothers believed him. Take note of the occasion. Jesus Christ was addressing the multitudes. The Lord, being the Lord, would have known about his family and their intent to speak to him. Why choose that time to distract him or to divert his attention? However, this gave the Lord Jesus the opportunity to teach the truth that all who believe in him are in the family of God. His mother and brothers stood outside, desiring to speak with him, when they should have been standing inside, desiring to hear him. Oftentimes, those who have access to the means of knowledge and grace are the most negligent. Again and again, I must ask if this applies to any of us here. Do we boast of having a good church to attend, that we start taking things for granted, that we become complacent? Are we forgetting that every day that we have is a gift from God? Are we forgetting that we do not know what tomorrow holds? We see that Christ was so intent on this work that no natural or other duty distracted him. Our Lord Jesus Christ was not denying his responsibility to his earthly family, but the lesser duty must stand by while the greater is done in kingdom work. Looking at this incident in the light of context, we see that unbelief can take many forms. We see here those who sought a sign from heaven, and then those who bring up family concerns. Earlier in Christ's ministry, there were also similar cases. You turn with me to chapter 8. Verses 19 and 20. It says here, then a certain scribe came and said to him, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And then it describes a disciple who gave excuses for delaying in true discipleship. We see in verse 21, then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me, and let the dead bury their own dead. God's word is so rich, and it applies to us in so many ways. Those who preach can only preach Christ and Him crucified, with all dependence on the Holy Spirit for conversion. I have to address those who are still outside God's kingdom. You know who you are. I do not. Is your religion an empty shell? Nice to see on the outside, but hollow inside? Beware of giving excuses for not following Jesus Christ. My friends, turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, for we do not know what tomorrow brings. Some of us here have encountered the passing of a loved one. You have seen what death is like. A cold body, no heartbeat. You try to feel for the pulse and there is none. People try to take the blood pressure, but it is unrecordable. And if you are in the hospital, you see a flat line on the monitor. It is then too late. The time is now. Do not delay. Turn to Jesus Christ. When we know that salvation is only by God's grace, and undeserving people like you and me are able to love Him only because He first loved us, how thankful then we must be when we are truly saved. May God have mercy on us all.